In Cesiri's court, plans were underway to eliminate Jansi and replace him, since he had become too weak to further the cause of the Black Witches of Tartarus.
He must be removed now,
Lord Cesiri emphasized to Sri Veruca. But Lord Cesiri, are we not being too rash? It would take quite some time to develop a new leader of the Black Witches on Earth.
I will possess him myself.
It would not be a problem to reveal our mysteries to him, and we shall not need several teaching sessions. Another thing, Lord Cesiri, it is daytime on his side of the Earth now. I must wait till the Earth turns around.
Summon him now!
Cesiri yelled impatiently and vanished. Yes, my lord. Veruca walked to the center of the court where the pentagram was and began chanting. Let the wicked spirits of Cesiri gather. Let witches come from afar. Let the cats run and the snakes slither. Let higher powers be prepared. As he went on, the court was gradually being filled up by the wicked spirits of the nether realm. Soon, the humming began. Veruca went further. Let cosmic forces worship Cesiri. Let the cosmos quake with praise. Let the black witches hail Cesiri. Let their grim voices be raised. Sylvester Fleming, violent vampire. In the quest for blood, he does not tire. Sylvester Fleming, still, slithering snake. The name of Titanam, appear before Cesiri. Sri Veruca repeated such incantations over and over again to summon Dr. Fleming. The man in question, however, was attending to malaria patient at Copper Serpent Hospital, Festac Town, his very own hospital. Miss Njoku, the doctor said, referring to the nurse who was assisting him while taking down notes. Ensure that she adds these drugs to those she's already taken. He handed over the piece of paper to Miss Njoku, and she left the room for the dispensary.
Joy.
Yes, doctor,
answered the young patient. You'll be all right. Just be a little nice girl. Eat well and take your drugs as prescribed.
Okay, doctor.
Madam, Dr. Fleming called, referring to the girl's mother in a bid to say goodbye.
Thank you very much, doctor.
All right. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye, doctor.
Bye.
Dr. Fleming left the room and walked into a corridor. He was heading towards his consulting room. He had sensed Sri Veruca's summon. He had never been summoned like this before, but he knew that the force that seemed to pull him out of his body must be from the nether realm. Dr. Fleming was an Irishman in his early 40s. He had been in Nigeria with his family for close to 10 years. He seemed a very nice man, and so was he before he joined the Black Witches of Tartarus. Since then, about a year previously, there had been a rise in the death rate of patients in the hospital. A nurse who worked for him had introduced him to the Black Witches after his encounter with an employee he had fired who had resorted to black witchcraft. In other words, he wanted to fight fire with fire. Now, up to one half of his workers were Black Witches. Dr. Fleming entered his consulting room, locked the door and lay down on the narrow hospital bed, kept behind a screen in his room for examining fresh patients. Suddenly, he was on his way to Cesiri's court. In a few minutes, he appeared at the center of the court, within the pentagram. He was naked. Veruca's assistants quickly clothed him with the usual bright red robe and welcomed him. Lord Cesiri had appeared on his throne, as black as ever, with fiery red eyes. The white man trembled at the sight of Cesiri and fell on his face.
Fleming!
Thundered Cesiri.
You have been chosen to further the cause of the Black Witches of Tartarus.
Jansi, the great wizard, has failed us. Your operations will go beyond the boundaries of the nation in which you dwell, and the powers available to you will far exceed anything the great wizard ever dreamt of. Our time is short.
While Cesiri spoke to Dr. Fleming, Sri Veruca prepared a small altar of burning stones between the pentagram and Cesiri's throne, amidst the eerie humming of the spirits of the nether realm who were seated in Cesiri's court.
Do you reaffirm your commitment to Lord Cesiri, Titanam, the cosmic force?
Asked Lord Cesiri. I do, my lord. I will serve no other, answered Dr. Fleming, his head still bowed.
Let the initiation commence.
Veruca, red-robed and barefooted, raised a glimmering one-foot knife for a moment, and then began some sort of mystic dance in abrupt steps,
while making incantations. Meanwhile, his assistants laid Dr. Fleming flat on his back so that his head and limbs coincided with the points of the star in the pentagram. Violent vampire, slithering snake, willing to die for Cersei's sake. Black Night Owl, vicious vulture, your prey cries out in pain of torture. Rekha swung his knife this way and that, up and down, left and right while he chanted, invoking upon Dr. Fleming even more wicked spirits than those that operated on Jansi. Wind and fire, sun and stars, will heed your voice from afar. Spirit of darkness, the cosmic forces, appear and carry your crippling curses. Rekha paused for a moment, then he spoke again. With my sword, I rename thee. You are now Cersei's virgin. Rekha exerted more energy in saying Cersei's virgin as he suddenly and forcefully crossed his right forearm over his left. Dr. Fleming screamed aloud. His genital organ had been severed from his body. Rekha walked over to him and, putting his hand effortlessly through Dr. Fleming's robe, he picked up the bloody groin and put it in the fire he had made. He then picked up a black stone from the fire, and as he walked slowly to Dr. Fleming, carrying the lime-sized stone with three of his fingers, forearm raised, he chanted further, "Your flawless face conceals your heart, you slippery deceiver of men on earth. Your hands will keep on wanting to kill. Your human heart is eternally sealed." Rekha then pushed the hot black stone gently through his chest and into his thorax. 1,000 evil spirits must have entered him. He felt almost omnipotent. Other rites were concluded and Dr. Fleming was asked to bear the name Sat Cersei. He then was instructed to eliminate Jansi and take over the mystic temple of Lord Cersei, to close down his hospital violently and present his entire family as an offering to Chitanam. A few days later, at about 2 a.m., a fire broke out at Copper Serpent Hospital. It burned till daybreak. The entire building was razed and only the witches escaped. Within that same week, Mrs. Theresa Fleming and her two sons were killed in a car accident while returning home from a naming ceremony. The driver, the only survivor, claimed that he had seen an old woman crossing the street. On trying to avoid her, he ran the car into the culvert, on which the car crashed itself, killing all but the driver. Over at the Temple of Cersei that same night, Jansi was preparing for that night's worship. Suddenly, he felt the presence of a higher evil than he. "Lord Cersei?" he mused. "No, Sat Cersei," came a voice from the walls as it seemed. "Sat Cersei, show yourself if you serve Chitanam." Dr. Fleming appeared. He was dressed just like Jansi, a red robe and a black waistband, but he also wore a bronze snake wrapped around his head, a cobra. Its head stuck out above Dr. Fleming's own head, and its tail ran down his neck. "Fleming!" exclaimed Jansi wide-eyed. "What have you done? Do you intend to overthrow me?" "Your time is up, mortal. You have become too weak for the Black Witches of Tartarus to bear. You ascend to Chitanam tonight." At that, Dr. Fleming unleashed a host of evil spirits against Jansi. He fell down and remained still for a moment, and then he chanted, "Fiery fire, whispering wind, gloomy darkness, swallowing sea, here and now I call on thee. Give me aid against my foe." Jansi sprang up and multiplied himself. He was seen at the four corners of the room suddenly. The entire temple was ablaze. Dr. Fleming's handiwork. Jansi chanted, "The flame rises, but I remain. The fire burns, I am not consumed." Soon, both men were in deep space, then in Cersei's court. "Lord Cersei, it seems to me that you are not aiding your son," commented Sri Veruca.
They are both my sons,
whispered Cersei. I thought you wanted Jansi eliminated.
Does it matter who is eliminated?